This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's go to Copenhagen, Denmark for the Masters World Weightlifting Championships. Competitors have completed their lifts, the judges have totaled the weights, and the winner is Anna Martin, whose weightlifting career began in Onega, Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we met Cindy and Phil Martin, whose daughter Anna became a weightlifter. After a remarkable collegiate career as a weightlifter, Anna now operates her own training facility in Mission, Kansas. Anna grew up at Onega. Before high school, her younger brothers were lifting weights at school, and the coach encouraged her to join them. "I told him, 'No, girls don't lift weights,' Martin said. But as she prepared for high school volleyball, her parents told her that she could jump higher and run faster if she did some weight training. She tried weightlifting and became hooked on the sport. 2 months later, she competed in her first meet. 'The people were so nice and supportive,' Martin said. 'As a shy 14-year-old girl, it made an impression on me,' she said. Martin pursued Olympic weightlifting. The event consists of two lifts, the snatch and the clean and jerk. Competitors are divided into weight classes. The winner is the competitor in each class who lifts the highest combined total weight. Martin continued her weightlifting career at Missouri Western State University. She won the Collegiate National Championship in 2005 and placed in the top three at every National and American Open event from 2001 to 2006. She lifted for the United States in Mexico City and Guatemala City and placed second in Mexico City's Olympic Festival. In 2004, she was the first alternate to the Olympic trials and qualified for the World Team Trials in 2006. After graduating in health and exercise science, she went into a coaching career while continuing to compete. Martin served as a graduate assistant strength coach at Oklahoma State and Tulane before coaching at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado. Sometimes a female has to prove herself in a male-dominated weight room. One day when I was at Oklahoma State, the coach came in and told me to lift, Martin said. After they saw me perform, the guys all came to me for their Olympic weightlifting questions, she said. Martin returned to KC and worked for the Boys and Girls Club. We took six kids from the inner city who had never seen a barbell before. Five became national champions and the sixth got second, she said. Their families didn't have the money to fly, so Martin and the competitors literally drove from KC to San Francisco for the Youth Nationals and then drove to Virginia Beach for the Junior Olympics. It was such a great experience for those kids, Martin said. She now competes at the Masters level. In June of 2014, she won the Masters Pan American Championships. In September of that year, she won the 2014 Masters World Championships in Copenhagen, Denmark. Her competitions have taken her from Qatar to Uzbekistan. "I've got friends around the world," she said. One of her goals was to have her own gym. In 2011, she opened KC Weightlifting in Mission. Today, she's coaching more than 100 athletes ages 6 to 79. She's coached more than 30 national champions. In 2008, she was named AAU Coach of the Year. "It's really coaching people, not just weight training, but helping people in all aspects of life," she said. "We're building better humans," she said. Martin became emotional as she told about a young man whom she had taught weightlifting and who went on to become a personal trainer. He said, "I've earned a full ride to MU and I'm going to become a doctor, and it's all because of you," she said. That's an impactful story for someone who grew up at the rural community of Onega, population 679 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.kcweightlifting.com. Farewell to Copenhagen, where this young woman from rural Kansas has earned a world championship. We commend Anna Martin for making a difference with her coaching of all ages. She's not just lifting weights, she is uplifting people. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.